Ubuntu in Action, Reflections from the G20 Interfaith Forum in Cape Town. From August 10 until 14, 2025, more than 400 representatives of religious communities, faith-based organizations, civil society, governments and multilateral bodies gathered in Cape Town for the G20 Interfaith Forum, held under the theme Ubuntu in Action, Focus on Vulnerable Communities. Inspired by South Africa's G20 presidency and the philosophy of Ubuntu, I am because you are, the forum brought together an extraordinary mix of voices determined to find common ground on the pressing challenges of our time: hunger, inequality, climate disruption, migration, and the erosion of trust in our societies. Throughout the network, plenary and breakout sessions explored how faith communities can turn compassion into action. There was a deep sense of urgency, but also moments of joy and connection that reminded us why these gatherings matter. One of the most striking images was a group of Catholic sisters, African royals, youth leaders, and others dancing and singing together. A living portrait of hope, showing that solidarity is not only possible, but can be celebrated. I was heartened to see so many members of the JLI community and our partners present and engaged, like Andrea Kaufman, Elias Tsitsniki, Christina Tobias Nai, Rudelmar Bueno de Varia, Maria Lucia Ulribe, Sambun Mu, Chung Prampre, Kushwan Singh, and David Beckman. And of course, Catherine Marshall, Vice President of the G20 Interfaith Forum, who carried a great deal on her shoulders, with Professor Cole Durham unable to travel due to a back injury. Her steady leadership and tireless engagement were a visible anchor for the week's program. I represented JLI in two panels on the first day. In a session on equality, I reflected on the fact that we were meeting in the Vasco da Gama room, named for a figure who, while celebrated as a navigator, also symbolizes the beginning of centuries of colonial domination and economic extraction. The name was a reminder that history lives in our spaces, and that dismantling inequality requires reimagining the very systems we have inherited. In the afternoon, I joined a discussion on linking religious communities and global agendas, where I spoke about the need to bridge what we call the double literacy gap between faith and development actors, ensuring that local leaders are not just consulted, but co-create solutions from the start. But the power of the forum was never just in individual interventions. It was in the collective spirit. Maria Lucia Luribo of Arigato International reminded us that values are modeled and that children will mirror what they see. Her story of standing up for her point on a panel with 9 men and the message she later received from a young volunteer named Sara captured the heart of why representation matters. When we stand up, we make it possible for others to do the same. On the final day, an interactive session between elders and youth created an open, intergenerational dialogue that felt honest, respectful, and filled with mutual learning. It is exactly the kind of exchange that should become a permanent feature of future gatherings. In a world fractured by polarization, conflict, and mistrust, such interface spaces are not a luxury. They are an urgent necessity. They allow us to practice solidarity across differences, to listen deeply and to act together. The challenge now is to carry this spirit forward, beyond the conference halls. That means being willing to put the ducky down, to let go of old habits, outdated models, and the comfort of talking only to those like ourselves. If we can do that, then the hope we felt in Cape Town can become something greater, a shared movement for justice and peace, led by the very communities too often left behind. Many thanks go to the organizers for making it possible for JLI, Joint Learning Initiative, to attend and contribute to such an important and timely event. Thank you.